Hey Menachem of Tuesday the 17th of July, Rav Avraham Erentroy, surviving in turbulent times.
Rabbi Isai, good morning.
Good morning.
I must say, this Koisli Besamadrish is a wonderful place. I walk in today, I very rarely had. How many offers I had for a drink of coffee this morning, a piece of cake. This is a wonderful place. This is Torah with Gemilas Chasodim together. Torah and Gemilas Chasodim is Mekarev Bias Mashiach. I just want to start with Mishtein. We're standing in the 9 days. Every tefillah in every broch in Shemoneh Esrei, if we notice, we say, Selach lono avinu, why? Ki keil melech moicha v'saleach oto. Re'eino bo'anyenu, why? Ki keil goel chozok oto. Refo'enu, because the Rabbeinu Shloilim is a doctor. Ki keil melech roifin emon. Boruch aleinu, minusuch svad, ki keil toi meit v'oto me boruch ha'shono. Is we give reasons, and we explain, why are we asking the Rabbeinu Shloilem this bakosha we're asking? It's interesting. Esemach David meheiros asmiach. Why? So I would say, Bias Mashiach, the Rabbeinu Shloilem is going to bring us Mashiach. It's interesting. That's not how we finish the bracha. We say, why Esemach David meheiros asmiach? Ki lishu oscho kivinu kol hayoy. Because we're waiting. For your Yeshua, Rabbeinu Shloilem, we're waiting. If we'll wait, then Ben David will come. And Semach David is different than Panosa, Refua, Geula, Slicha. This is dependent on us. We should be a Kevinu. The idea of the halachas of the 9 days, the halachas of Tisha B'Av is that we should be a Kevinu. We should know what we're missing. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Mashiach is not here. There are so many problems and difficulties in our day-to-day life. There's such a chiddul kvoid shamayim in the world. We want Mashiach. The idea of all the halachas of the 9 days is, and of Tisha B'Av is, we should feel and be a leshu oscha kivinu kol hayoyim. Chofetz Chaim said, Beis Halevi was a Rav in a very small town, and he was very happy with his Rabbonus. He there had time to write his tshuvas, to sit and learn, nobody disturbed him, and they came from Brisk with a Ksav Rabbonus. Rabbi Yosheber, we're giving you a Ksav Rabbonus in Brisk. And he refused the Rabbonus. He was happy with what he was doing, Panosa he had, he refused the Rabbonus. So they told him, Slutskarov, 25,000 people are waiting for you in Brisk, and you refuse the Rabbonus. He heard this, he put on his hat and his coat, and he went to Brisk, and he accepted the Rabbonus. The Chofetz Chaim heard this story, so the Chofetz Chaim said, Rabbi Yosheber heard 25,000 Yidden are waiting for him in Brisk. He put on his hat and his coat, and he went to accept the Rabbonus. If Mashiach would hear, 25,000 Yidden are waiting for him, he would put on his hat and his coat, and he would come and lay on sois from Golus. That's what we need. We need to wait. We need to wait for Mashiach. In our day-to-day life, I want to ask somebody here, I want to borrow from you £1,000. When will I pay you back? The day Ben David comes. I want to ask a kasha, an interesting kasha. There are the halachas of the 3 weeks. There are the halachas of the 9 days. There are the halachas of Shur Shechol Boy. Even this year, Minhogei Ramah v'Hochon Oigen. The other halachas from Zayinov, There are halachas of chesav. In Ramos state chesav, lo yitayil erev Tisha B'Av. There are the halachas of chesav from chasois. You don't learn. There are the halachas of sudam afsekas. We sit on the floor. You dip your bread into ash. There are the halachas of Tisha B'Av night that you remove the paroichas. We sit on the floor like aveilim. And this goes on. No, you don't put lights on in Bismedrish. Only the minimum, it shouldn't be dark. Tisha B'Av morning, there's no lights in Bismedrish. This goes on till Chasois. Comes Chasois. It's still Tisha B'Av. All the five inuim from Tisha B'Av still apply. But from Chasois, you put back the paroichas. You already sit on a chair. You feel a bit more relieved. You say, Nachem. I don't understand. When was Mesa Mikdosh burned down? When did the Goyim, when, like we say in Nachem, when did they put Be'esh Yisato, or Be'esh Ato Osid Livnoiso? When did they burn down the Mesa Mikdosh? Tisha B'Av afternoon, towards the evening. When should be the biggest amount of Avilus, of Aninus, of Sebrochenkeit from Klal Yisroel? This should be Tisha B'Av afternoon. That means really Tisha B'Av the whole day. You can say Nachem Kinnas. We should really say Tisha B'Av afternoon. We should remove the Proiches Tisha B'Av afternoon. We should sit on the floor when the Goyim came and burned down the Beis HaMikdosh. And it's interesting, when they burned down the Beis HaMikdosh, then we put back the paroiches, and we sit on chairs, and we say Nachem. How do we understand this? Rabbi Yisai, I want to say today a very interesting thing. Eine doime shoine pirkoi mea pomim le mea ve'achas. So the normal posh of shat on this Gemara is that there's no comparison to somebody who learns 100 times or learns 101 times. We would say it's one more, 1%. No. Chazal say there's no comparison. I want to say an interesting pshat in this Chazal Eina Doima. Gepitl Kuf in Tilin is what? Mizmoy Lesoida. Mizmoy Lesoida, Oriu Lashem Kol Orens. A person is Zoicha. He marries off a child. He is zoicha to a child. He sees a big success in business. He wins. He earns in a week 10 million, 15 million. Rabboisai, ich verginde 20 million. Der Yiddish versteht man. Then a person will say, Mizmor Lesoida. He'll thank the Rabbi Nishleila. Yeah. Thanking the Rabbi Nishloilam is a very, very gewalt gutumida. On the fleisech of a tevisech of Shemuchal Eis, what we say every day in Davnik. What's Kapitel Kuf Aleph in Tilim? Chesed u mishpot o shir. Rabbi Nishloilam, I sing shira to you in the good times of a mishpot. When we see mishpot, I also sing shira to you. I understand that you are our father, Ovinu. A father has the biggest amount of rachmanus on a child. I understand what you do with us and how you do it is chesed. It looks mishvot, but it is chesed. There is no comparison to somebody who says, gives shrach my doors to the Rabbi Nishloilim in good times. To somebody who chesed umishpat oshiro. When we go through difficult times, the period of the 9 days, difficulties in life. And then we come to the Rabbi Nishloilim and we realize, this is toivo yisech osho b'chol eis. You're doing with us a toivo. We don't know how and what, but we know that you like us. Like a believed tata likes his ben yochid. That's whatever you do with us is chesed u mishpat u shira. Rabbi Isai. There was once somebody who wanted to make a painting. An artist wanted to make a painting. Now, I am not an artist, but if you want to make a painting and you want it to be a success, then you've got to have menuchas nefesh. No mobiles, no disturbances. You've got to have menuchas nefesh. So there was this artist, and he realized people liked him. And he liked to know always the news. And he got many he lost much of his concentration. So he decided he's going to make a painting, and he wants this painting to be a painting on the top of a mountain. And he went, he asked permission from his wife, and he asked his wife, for 6 weeks, I want to live on the top of a mountain, I'll take with me food, and I'll be alone there, no phone, no contact to the outside world, I'll be able to have the full concentration to make this painting. And his wife agreed with him. It was that's what he wants to do. So he went to the top of a mountain, and he made a painting. Zadok gegangen, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks. And he came the last week, and the painting is finished. Now how do you know if your painting is a success? Do you know if a painting is a success if this painting looks live? If it looks real? A painting that doesn't look real, isn't it can painting? See, how do you see if a painting is real? When you stand right next to it, you don't notice. When do you realize? When you stand a certain distance away from the painting and you look at it, then you can see that the painting is real. Is there Yidler? He finished his painting. He put the painting up against a stone and he went a bit backwards to have a look if this painting is real. The problem was he was on the top of a mountain. Behind him there was a deep, deep valley. And he was standing at the top of the mountain and he was going back another step and another step. Yankele just then came to the top of the mountain and he sees this artist, Chaim, looking at his painting and going backwards. He had 6 steps from him till he'll fall down this deep, deep valley. And this Yankele started shouting, Chaim! He didn't hear. He was so focused on the painting and he didn't even hear what anybody told him. It's like we'll go into Reb Chaim. You'll start talking to him when he's learning. He won't know you're there. He won't hear. He's so engrossed in his learning. This Chaim was so engrossed in and concentrating on his painting, he didn't realize anybody was calling him. He went back another step. 3 steps he had now till he'd fall down the valley. In Yankele shrieked, Chaim! He doesn't hear. 2 steps! Chaim! He doesn't hear. What Yankele realized, he's 2 steps, he's going to fall down in the toim in the valley. I've got to save his life! What did he do? He took a stone and he broke the painting. Broke the painting, Chaim. So Chaim gave like a shrie. What have you done here? What have I done? Look backwards, you'll see. His whole lifetime, he couldn't thank Yankele enough that he saved his life. I want to ask you, Rabbi Yisrael. A painting, you've put your life into it. Weeks and weeks, hours and hours of work, of concentration. When you take a stone and you break a painting, this is chesed or mishpat. Really, this is mishpat. This is a very big waste of time and money and effort. Is it mishpat or chesed? But in the circumstances that Chaim was, this was chesed. that is Churban Habayis. When the Rabbeinu Shloim burned the Beis HaMikdash, he sent the Goyim to burn the Beis HaMikdash. This wasn't Mishpat, this was Chesed. Chazal tell us, the Rabbeinu Shloim Shofach HaMosoi Al Eitzim V'Avonim in Klal Yisrael still exists. If he wouldn't have brought down the Beis HaMikdash, there would have been a destruction of Klal Yisrael. This was Mishpat, but it was Chesed. The Shas, the Goyim, came and burned down the Beis HaMikdash. We realize this saved our life. This Golus saved our life. We're going to put back the Paroichas, yes. We're going to sit on chairs and we're going to say Nachem. Ribbono shel Olam, you saved us. This wasn't Mishpat, this was Chesed. In our day-to-day life, whatever happens, we've got to realize and understand, it might look in our eyes Mishpat, but this is Chesed. That's one of the wichtige Sachen we have to take out of a Tisha B'Av. A Tisha B'Av is not a day of destruction. It's not a day that we're broken. Tisha B'Av is a day we went through difficulties, but we realize, Ani Hashem. I want to say over here a few lines. I would say it's Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh from the Meshech Chochmah. The Meshech Chochmah says, and before I say over this Meshech Chochmah, I want to ask a question. There was once a story going back 250 years ago in Russia. In Russia, in the months of August, September, in Elul, it was in Siberia, very, very cold. Minus 25, minus 28, minus 30. There was ice on the streets. It was freezing cold. Rabbi Aaron Kalina was in his older years. He was already over 70, alti. And usually he had in his garden, he had a sukkah. And he used to go from his house to the garden to be mekayem mitzvah sukkah. Because of his age and his health, he wasn't capable to go from his house to the sukkah in such cold. So he was worried, and his family were worried, how is he going to be mekayem mitzvah sukkah this year? Till somebody came up with the idea, for us, that's how most of our sukkahs are. But in Rusland, in those days, that's not how it was. Somebody came up with the idea, they'll break open the roof of his kitchen and they'll put their schach, and Rav Aaron Kalina will be able to stay in the house and he'll be able to be mekayem mitzvah sukkah. The problem was, there was so cold outside, there was such ice, and going back 250 years ago, you couldn't break the ice that was on the roof. You couldn't break the roof. It looked an impossible mission. It's Gekumen Ayidele, Reb Leibish, and he came along and he said, he's going to work on it. Literally, hours, days and weeks, he worked 250 years ago to break the ice on the roof of Reb Aaron Kalina's kitchen. And eventually, he broke the ice, he broke the roof, and he managed to make a sukkah for Reb Aaron Kalina. Sukkahs Nacht, Leil Tesvov Tishrei. Reb Aaron Kalina kumt arayin in sukkah. Comes into the sukkah. Ah, azav simcha, shecheyonu v'kimonu, that he's zoiche to be mekayim etzu sukkah. And he calls this Reb Leibish, and he tells Reb Leibish, I'm giving you a choice. I'm giving you a choice. I'm shuldik you a chorus hatoiv, I'm giving you a choice. Either you can sit next to me in Gan Eden, or I'm going to give you and your children, for however long you live, Ashiris. What do you choose? Now, Raboisai, I want to propose this question before I'm going to say over what he answered and what he should have answered. What would we choose? being in Gan Eden next to the Baron Kalina. The Baron Kalina, the Baron Agodl. Or Ashiris, for me and for my children, as long as they live. What would I choose? I want to be Maktim or Meshachochm. Shteyte Meshachochm Azri. The Yoise Lepele. This is a bigger Pele. This is in Parshas Kedoshim on the Posuk. V'ahavta l'reyecha kamoicha ani Hashem. The Yoise Lepele, Mashvegerish in Harabim. All the Golosim that Klal Yisrael has gone through. In our period of 1950 years. That we're this year in Golos. Heimenegroshim in Koimam. They are fatzibim from their places. Aber, it's like the nest that was in Migdosh. Kol ruches shebroilam eim aziz noisam im koimoi. All the winds could never take away the fire and couldn't lesh ois this fire that was on the Mizbeach. Kein hibi yisro begoyle. I'm saying over these words inside. I think ruach ha-koydesh Nizrka mibay midrashoi from the Heilige Meshachochma. Kein hibi yisro begoyle. Di ki nigroshim heimo la America. Zei zene fatzriben su America. He wrote it 100 years ago. America wasn't America of today. Kein nigroshim heimo la America. Bechol zois klal yisrol haltzach in America. Uvechol mokem boyom. Wherever they come, heimo misachtim v'nasim keles v'agudas. The Klal Yisrael builds keles, agudas, organizations and groups. L'toira u'la'avoida. B'riboy stokes u'masim toivim. I want to ask you, Rabbi Yisai, is there another place in the world? B'riboy toira v'avoida. Beriboy stokes umasim toivim. Then America, gold is green is gewaldig. It's a gewaldig. But the Meshech Chochma mentions America. What koyach is this? What koyach is this? That wherever Klal Yisrael come, they build killers in agudas. The riboy stokes umasim toivim. Do we have an idea? How much stokers and chesed and organizations of stokers and chesed there is today in America? What's this koyach? For hafto l'reyacho k'moicho, we see such gewaldige, for hafto l'reyacho k'moicho b'yidin. I've been a few days in Golders Green. Rabbi Yisai, the hafto l'reyacho k'moicho I see in this town is unbelievable. What is this? Ani Hashem. This shows there's a Rabbeinu Shleim of the Welt. Klal Yisrael so long in Golus, ob misachtim agudas letoire v'alavoide v'ribu istokum asin toivim shows us Ani Hashem. Rabbi Yisai, the Chosid told Rabbi Aaron Kalina, I want Ashiris. That's what he answered. He wants the Ashiris. And the Baron Kalina told him, if that's what you want, that's what I'll give you. And he got the Ashiris. Later, a chosid is a rein beim Reben, is a rein by the Baron Kalina and gesagt, Geld? Of the Gan Eden leben the Baron Kalina. Gan Eden! How long does a person live here? 100 years! How long is this Ashiris, him and his children? 100, 150 years. Gan Eden is always. So Rabbi Aaron Kalina told the Chosid, "You are mistaken. This Yid who made me the sukkah is 100% correct. He made the right choice. Why?" So Rabbi Aaron Kalina said, "If he would have chosen Gan Eden, who would have gained on it?" He himself. He himself would have been in Gan Eden next to Rabbi Aaron Kalina. If he's chosen Ashiris for him and his children, Who is going to have anoah that he's rich and he has money? Not only himself. How many moistas ha-Torah? How many almonas in Yisoyimim? How many aniyim have to marry off their children and they need money? How many people are going to be helped with the money he has? A person is not here of the world to think about himself. Anything that's for me, and only I myself have a know out of it, is self-centered. Klal Yisrael are not self-centered. Klal Yisrael is v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. Misachtim. We come together with a ichud. Lekilis v'agudas. Letoyre v'avoyde in ribuy stokas amas in toivim. A yid thinks about other people. The Ashiris will help other people. He made the right choice. You know what? He's going to have Ashiris, and he's going to sit next to me and Eden as well. Because he made the right choice. He made the right choice because he wants to help other Eden, so he's going to sit next to me and Eden as well. That's Klal Yisrael. And this is the Koyach Vani Hashem. We're taking Golus. Not just Chesed or Mishpat or Shira. But it goes a lot further than this. In Golus, do we realize the Kiddush and Shemayim there is with all the organizations and all that people do to think about other people? This is the Koyach V'Ani Hashem. This brings in the Bria and Ashpo of Rachman. I'll tell you over a gewaldige word from Ramot Chabanet. Ramot Chabanet says, this Gemara is not to understand. Somebody gives a seller. A seller is a sum of money. It's not such a big sum of money. It's a sum of money. In today, a seller, in Heintiger English money, is not more than £20. That's already schon a Sach gesagt. So he gives £20 to the stocker. Why is he giving it? I'm not sheikh ibni. Sadiq Gomel? He's become a Chavetz Chaim? Okay, Elch Yid, he's given stocker. Sakvaldi Geschus. But he's giving the stocker for himself. I'm not sheikh ibni. Why is he called a Sadiq Gomel? So Ramot Chabanet says, somebody comes and asks for a donation. Have we ever thought? Eshemzach. So Bezioy this for him. He has to depend on what other people are going to give him. So the person who's giving him the money tells him, I'm giving it, I'm not sheikh ibni. This is a oime. He says, I'm giving the stock, I'm not sheikh ibni. He doesn't mean it. He's giving the stock because he wants to help the person who needs it. But he doesn't want that this person who's taking the money should feel ashamed, should feel broken that he has to accept the money. So the person who's giving the money is telling him, I'm giving the £20 to myself. I want to save the life of my child. That's what he's saying. If somebody thinks so much about the feelings of other people, then he's a Sadiq Gomel. Yeah, Sadiq Gomel. This is Klal Yisrael. V'haftu l'reecho k'moicho ani Hashem. Shteiten avodis Yisrael. Rebbe wanted, when Tishbov shchol b'Shabbos, bikesh la'akoy Tishbov. He wanted to be oikah the Tishbov. The avodis Yisrael says, bikesh la'akoy, he wanted to make the main Tishbov when Tishbov falls Shabbos. Why? Tishbov shechol b'Shabbos. What are we all going to be doing Shabbos afternoon? When the Goyim came and they burned down the Beis HaMikdash, what are we all going to be doing? We're going to eat flesh, drink wine, eat Suda Shloima. There's no better way of Chesed or Mishpat or Shiro than to make a Suda, Bosa V'yayin, in the time that the Beis HaMikdash was burnt down. We're showing the Rebbeinu Shloilam, whatever you do with us, we realize this is Ani Hashem, this is Rein Chesed, and we accept it. In this chus, the Rebbeinu Shloilam will help us. Hareinu Hashem Chazdecho. We want to understand that this Chesed. We don't want a Chesed or Mishvot or Shiro. So the Bedichshuva, Hareinu Hashem Chazdecho, the Rebbeinu Shem should help us all. Binureinu v'zekeneinu. We should go today on Kamfei Neshorim and be Mekavu b'nei Mashiach Tzidkenu v'imheiro v'yameinu. Amen.